Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Good evening, Steve.
Hello.
Hello, Steve.
Oh, hi, Ian. Yeah, I was going to say this subject a few days ago when I heard people talking about, you know, the sexes and all the rest of it, you know, men and women and all that. Yes. It seems to be men, a lot of man bashing in the last 30 years. But yeah, I was going to say about...
Hang on. What, Matt, give us an example, because I don't know what you mean. What, give us an example of man bashing from the last 30 years.
Well, I want to go on the other thing, really. But
you did.
Yeah, last 30 years on programmes like This Morning with Judy Finnegan, always putting men down.
Well, give me we're narrowing it down. Give me an example of Judy Finnegan on This Morning putting men down.
There's thousands.
Give me
thousands.
One. I don't want thousands. I just want one. Pick one.
I can't. All right, then there was a dog once. There was a dog. They actually had a dog on the show.
Yes,
and she actually said, I was watching the show once a long time ago, about 20 years, and she actually said, "Well, what do you expect? It's a man, and because it's a male dog."
Fair play.
That's how bad she was. That's how I knew her. As yeah.
Well, but what?
But then again, she is. No, I'm not going to say it.
No, don't, because I was going to do a nice clip that we could have videoed.
Start
then.
Again.
No, you can't. I like Richard. I can't have you slagging off Richard. No, here's but. But do you not think that women have been getting the same treatment, if not worse, for longer?
Well, it shouldn't be all around treatment. So that's how they've reversed it then. So that's why we've had 30 years of man bashing. But can I just say this other thing, Ian?
That's an example from 20 years ago, 30 years of hurt. But what recent? Because this is quite a serious point. If there is some validity in this, then this is quite a serious point. Give me another example. Because I could counter your Judy Finnegan accusation with Essex Girls jokes. They're from about the same period.
Yeah, well, you could say about the Irish jokes or whatever as well. Essex jokes is done with fun.
Judy's comment about, well, what do you expect? It's a male dog. I don't think she left punching the sky, high-fiving her lesbian sisters, going, yeah, that's another nail in the coffin for mankind.
I think you'd be surprised there, Ian.
That's
why presenters like maybe yourself are on today, all this new man stuff. And,
yeah.
But the main reason I've...
Get to the main reason, but you keep just throwing me a little crumb and I eat it and I want more crumbs try and move on. So I'm on telly, possibly... because of this new man stuff. I don't know what that means.
Well, maybe you retain your job because you bow to the people at the top of the pyramid. And if you didn't, you'd soon be gone.
Who were the people at the top of the pyramid? Women? Jews? Gays? Who?
Oh, well, you said a bit of it all, actually. I would say man-haters and the rest of the people you just mentioned.
So the top of the pyramid is populated by man-haters... women
in general, yeah.
Zionists,
yeah,
and homosexuals.
You got it.
And for me,
nothing against anyone, as long as they don't hate other people.
No.
But a lot of them do seem to hate.
Here's the thing. I don't know if you know about gay men. They don't hate men. They literally bum men.
We're not talking about sexual, not at the moment anyway, until my next subject, if you let me.
Let's
bring
go
it up
on to the next subject, because my brain is fizzing here. It's like hell's a popping in my head.
It might be a bit too much for you, Ian.
Yeah, I think it, I think it might be, because I'm stupid. I'm too busy bowing down in front of the gay Jewish lesbians.
Kiss it.
Basically, carrying on from the messed up world we live in.
Yes.
You are not allowed to look at, well, look too long at an attractive girl, or certainly not whistle. But
yes,
we have shows like Naked Attraction, where young people show all their bits.
Yep.
You've got Jeremy Kyle on in the morning talking about blowjobs in front of 9-year-old kids or whatever who are home.
Well, I wouldn't let my kid. I wouldn't let my kids watch. First of all, he doesn't use the word blowjobs. But secondly, I wouldn't let my kids watch Jeremy Kyle.
Okay, well, it got off with the mother, and someone's got off with the mother and the daughter and the grandma.
Yeah,
together. Some young girl.
Oh, it's a terrible program, yeah.
Male or female is watching that, you know.
Yeah.
And then you've got things like Geordie Shore on where they're having it off. Yeah, you can't comment. You can't say, cool, look at those legs on a girl. Do you see where I'm getting at?
I do see what you're getting at. We live in a time of very conflicting messages. Now, you first think you can't whistle at women because that is aggressive. That is an act of aggression.
But women do it to guys, though, don't they?
No,
women, it's around the other way. This is what's happened.
No, they don't.
Everything's gone round. Yeah, they do. They go, "Cool, what I do with him?" And they even say it in front of their partner.
Well, when?
Which I think is
disrespectful. When have you seen this?
I see it out and about.
When?
I see it on programs.
Give me an example.
You know, what I won't do with that. You're trying to tell me you've never seen a woman do that.
Give me an example of where you've seen it.
On TV all the time.
One example. Well, if it's all the time, I'm sure it does happen. I'm sure it does happen. I just want one example so I can kind of focus in on it. What TV programme have you seen it on?
Oh, too many to mention.
You've got to mention one. You haven't got to mention them all.
Oh, God. Just
almost as if you can't think of any. OK, go back to pubs. No, so you've heard.
There's too many,
of course. So you can't pick one. So you've got go back to pubs.
If I said I saw it on the internet, someone would say, oh, he gets his information from the internet.
Mate, you can see all kinds of. Catherine, I'll bring you in a second. Don't you worry. Mate, you can see all kinds of things. You can see people eating each other's feces on the internet. Doesn't mean it's a regular occurrence. Right. So it happens in pubs, right? Women say, cool, what I'd like to do to him, right? But so you're saying
if it was the other way around, it'd be disgusting, wouldn't it?
Well, no, you're saying you don't say that in pubs.
I said I've seen it.
No, but you're saying you don't. Who's stopping you from saying it in pubs? Who's stopping you from leaning over to a friend?
The PC brigade. The people you're talking about.
The Jews, the gays, and the women. Who's stopping you from leaning over to your friend in a pub?
They don't stop me.
Let me finish. Who's stopping you from leaning over to your friends in a pub and saying quietly so that no one else hears, don't look now, Tony, but that girl working behind the bar is absolutely stunning. Who's stopping you doing that?
No one's
right. So what's the problem? So what's the problem?
I'm thinking of other people because I'm good like that, Ian.
Forget other people. Other people make their own decisions. Yeah. If you're doing it quietly so only your friend can hear, how do you know that other people aren't doing it quietly so only their friend can hear? If you were to say it, if, for example, Sam was in the studio with me and, you know, Catherine went out and I said, Kath looks really beautiful tonight, right? That's kind of, it's a little bit creepy, but that's kind of all right. But if Catherine was in the studio with me and Sam and in earshot of Catherine, I went to Sam, cool, Sam, have a look at Kath. She's looking fit tonight. And Kath heard it. Can you not understand why that... And we'll get Catherine's view in a minute, because by sheer coincidence, we've got a woman here. Can you not understand why that could be seen...
I'm glad about that.
Could you not understand... And we'll find out where she sits on the pyramid. Could you not understand how that could be seen as quite intimidating to someone?
I was thinking about other things then.
Of course you were. You've got lots to go. If I were to lean over to Sam, within earshot of Catherine, for example, and said, "Cool, Catherine looks fit, man. What I'd like to do to that." And Catherine heard it.
The other way round. That's what
But I'm saying, can you not understand why that would not be intimidating to the woman that we were with? If they heard us saying, using sexual language about what we would like to do to them, that would be intimidating, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be intimidating to a bloke?
Answer the question, then we'll come on to that. That would be intimidating.
It depends on the girl, I think.
So if she's a bit of a, if she's like a nice, normal, middle class person, that could be intimidating. If she's a bit of a slapper, that would be all right.
That's your word, Ian. I don't use that word.
Well, what word do you use?
You're listening to me. You're trying to twist everything I'm saying.
Oh, I'm not. I'm trying to narrow it down because you're being too vague. Forget the PC Brigade. The PC Brigade aren't involved in this show. They don't listen to this show. Right?
I don't think there's anything wrong going, of course, she's all right, to your friend.
I
don't think there's anything wrong with the woman saying, Corey's all right.
Well, then what's your problem?
My problem is the mainstream media that are pushing this transgender agenda.
Wow.
LGBT in children's books.
They're not pushing.
Stop.
Steve, you've just put down one book and picked up a Blu-ray. You've gone on a completely different subject.
If you let me talk.
No, I'll let you talk, but. I'm trying to let you talk, Steve, but the thing is.
Nothing against these people, but what I'm saying is it's being pushed to the max, and people are getting fed up with it.
There'll
be thousands and thousands of people, Steve, listening to me that will agree with me.
Yeah, and they're all bigots and arseholes like you. Now, here's the thing.
You're the biggest bigot saying that.
No, I'm not.
You're trying to destroy freedom of speech. I'm far from a bigot.
Stephen. First of all, freedom of speech is a myth. You know that, don't you? Freedom of speech is a myth.
No.
I'll tell you.
You can say what you want. You can't stop someone thinking what they say.
I can stop you speaking now. I've stopped you speaking now. And I'll explain. If you listen, I'll explain. And also, me calling you an arsehole, that's my freedom of speech, isn't it?
Yeah, but
right,
you're wrong.
Fine. So shut your mouth. Now,
you're wrong.
Well, okay. Here's the reason why freedom of speech doesn't exist, particularly on radio.
My freedom of speech. You cried like a baby, like a right wuss in the jungle, didn't you? What a wuss. I've never seen such a wuss.
I had to do it because my Zionist lesbian gay paymasters told me to cry, otherwise I wouldn't get £45,000.
Yeah, I'll believe that.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, it's true. Oh, God.
I believe that.
I had so many Jews and homosexuals telling me, you've got to cry, boy, otherwise you're not going to get your paycheck.
Well, it's funny how you got the Jews and homosexuals, and I didn't even mention that. You said it first.
Yeah, you agreed with me.
You obviously believe some of that.
No, not at all. I just know the kind of bullshit that arseholes like you come out with. Now, would you let me
finish? You're the biggest arsehole going. It showed. And that's why no one liked you in the jungle.
That's why I came third. So a lot of people like me. Now,
that was false. That was fixed.
Your
Zionist paymasters did that.
Okay, you're right. So here's the reason freedom of speech doesn't exist on the radio. Can I at least explain that? Because you're an intelligent bloke. You'll get this, right? You cannot phone up a radio station and say libelous stuff. Do you know what libel is?
Of course I do.
Okay.
I've not said nothing libelous. I've got nothing against gays, transgender people, anything like that. But I'm fed up with.
Can I finish making the point? The gays pushing stuff down your throat. Okay, good, great. So I haven't said
you like that.
You love it. I didn't say that you said anything libelous. But you can't phone up a radio station and you can't use Class A swear words. And you can't libel. So those are just the rules of broadcasting, not the rules of talk radio.
Okay.
Those are the rules of broadcasting. Already...
Can you say Zionist and Israel as well?
Yes, you can. So...
Okay, Kenya, because a lot of people don't like to mention Zionist and Israel because you'll be called anti-Semite if you say that. Arabs. Arabs are the most...
Okay, Stephen, you can accuse Israel of being Zionist. Of course you can. It's not anti-Semitic.
And can I accuse them of being cowardly murderers as well, that murder Palestinians?
Yeah, sure, you can accuse them of that, mate. Isn't it amazing what you can say? Isn't that amazing what you
that's
can
great.
Say? Right, so here's the thing, right? So the fact that you can't swear and the fact that you can't libel on air instantly shows you that there are restrictions on free speech. And if there are restrictions on free speech doesn't exist on radio. OK,
swearing's fair enough. I haven't swore once.
No. But listen, you're not listening to what I'm saying. Free speech on a phone in radio show does not exist.
Well, it should do if you're not swearing.
No, it doesn't, because there are laws.
Anything nasty, no, then it should be all right.
No, there are laws. The free speech is hindered by the fact you can't swear, and you can't libel people. You can talk all around,
and I'm not libeled anyone.
God, you're stupid. You're so stupid. I'm not saying...
No,
I'm not
you're stupid.
No.
I'll tell you what, not many people call me stupid. You must be stupid to call me stupid.
No. You're actually displaying incredible stupidity.
You define the word stupid. I mean, I could see you in the jungle. You couldn't get half bloody things right.
Well, I was the only person that got all of the stars on a one-person trial. If we want to argue about a reality TV show that was fixed by the Jews. Anyway.
Yeah.
You're being really stupid because you can't grasp the very simple concept I'm explaining to you, that free speech on a phone-in radio show doesn't work.
I want you to ring up to say my opinions on things. You're just interrupting, but carry on.
OK, well, can you at least acknowledge what I'm saying to you, that free speech on a phone-in radio show doesn't exist because there are impositions that you can't swear and you can't be libelous? Have you got that?
Oh, well, you knew I got that, you know, like about 5 minutes ago.
I don't know it, Steve. I don't know it, because you go off on tangents. All right, now, tell me one children's book that thrusts transgender and LGBT rights down their throats. Because I've got kids, and I've read a lot of kids' books, and I've not read one that's been thrusting transgender issues down their throats. I'd love to read it.
Oh, come on, look at the supermarkets who want to sell dresses to boys. I mean, come on.
No, Steve, focus. Steve, I'm going to make you focus. I'm going
to
make you focus. To make you focus on one thing, because what you do is soon you say something, and as soon as I try and dissect it, you move on to something else. So I'm going to make you focus on this.
I'm going to make you focus.
You have said that children's books force transgender and LGBT issues down their throats. Name one of those books.
It's a pamphlet.
No. You said books. You said books. Name one of those books.
What's the name got to do with it?
Because they don't exist, Stephen. They don't exist. You've made it up.
Well, I ask your listeners to Google it.
You've come on with the argument that there are loads of books. Tell me one. Tell me one book. You couldn't name a TV program. You came up with a pathetic excuse of women putting down men. You can't name one kid's book.
I'll tell you one. It's called Israeli Mossad.
Right, my eight-year-olds are not reading books called Israeli Mossad since 9/11. Yeah, that's not in the primary school library, Steve.
And the first title of it is by deception thou shalt make war.
Steve,
that's Israeli Mossad's motto.
Steve,
that's why they did 9/11 and 7/11 and take part in all these state-run terror campaigns.
And back to what we were talking about. Name one children's. Yeah, yeah. Back to what we were talking about before you went off on another paranoid stoner ramble. Name one children's book that forces or even promotes transgender. Name one children's book, Steve. You said there were hundreds. Let's just have one.
There's been maybe a book. I don't know. I don't want to accuse anyone. But
Name one.
You can't, Steve, because you listen to it.
I'm not going to bother because they don't exist. Listen, you listen to right wing idiots. You listen.
Your listeners.
You listen.
Are hearing things.
You listen to right wing idiots
in the papers,
Steve,
and in all
Steve,
sorts of things.
Steve, you're pathetic. You're pathetic. You listen.
You're pathetic.
You keep throwing back.
You can't win.
Well, I've won. I won about 20 minutes ago. You listen to
top viewers to ring in and say if you've won.
We don't have viewers. Your
listeners.
Jesus, do you want me to? All right, hang on, stay there. Let's go. Bill.
Don't get your Zionist friends to ring in, though,
will you? Okay, so you won't believe them. You won't believe them if they tell you. Right. Here's the thing, right, Steve. You are a nasty little racist, homophobic bigot with a tiny penis.
You're an idiot.
Go and listen to John Gaunt. Go and listen to Tommy Robinson. Go and listen to Raheem Kassam. Go and listen
like
to those
Robinson.
People who are stirring
Tommy
up all of
Tommy
this
Robinson
shit in the world, and they are scaring you. They are scaring you. You are insane. You are a nasty piece of work, and your time here is done. Thanks very much for calling, Stephen. I'll have you know, Stephen, that if I'd not cried on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, I wouldn't have got a cheque for £45,000. Let me tell you, when my Zionist paymasters tell me to dance, then boy, oh boy, do I dance. And they're telling me to go to the break now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
After hours amusement for anarchists, air hostesses, and jet-lagged Antipodeans.
G'day, Cobbers. Can I crash on your floor?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We got loads of calls, so let's. I keep saying that, and then I'll spend ages with each one, because each one is a human being, and I love them all. Good evening, Elizabeth.
Good evening. How are you, lovely?
Ooh, all the better for speaking to you, my darling.
You just fluffed his feathers.
Yeah, I tweeted you earlier, just about a few minutes ago. It's about my relationship with my radio boss.
Oh, now, yeah, hang on a minute. Now, first of all, Sam and Catherine, I don't want you getting any ideas when you hear this story, OK? All right? Because you two, she's married, he's too young, and so just, OK. But tell the boys and girls what's happened to you, Elizabeth.
Well, I remember phoning you quite a few months ago when you did an issue talking about mental health issues, and I came online, and you were so lovely to me, and you've been so supportive, and you're an absolute gent, so forget about the ones that accuse you and insult you.
I don't care about those guys.
No. To me, you're lovely. You're a really nice gentleman.
Forget that nonsense, Elizabeth. Give us the dirt. Daddy wants some sugar.
God.
He wants some sugar.
Can't believe I just said that.
Sugar's a poison these days. You be careful.
What's happening with you at work? Come on. Give us the dirt.
Right. Well, early on this year, I got the opportunity to do radio, which I've always wanted to do. And this boss of mine, we've known each other for nearly 8 years. We've never argued, we've never had a crossword, we just click, we just kind of, we have the most childish, daftest humour. And about 3 weeks ago, he said to me, he says, I love you. I said, you daft beggar. I said, I love you too, as a really good friend. He says, no, honestly, I would admit, I said, I think I do love you. And
oh, yes! Yes!
Wow.
I know. But
so then how did you respond to that? Because did you fancy him a bit? Did you have an eye for him?
How to put this without it sounding too gory. It was a case of, oh, wow. And it took me quite back a bit, you know, because I had been through, you know, quite a few dark places. And I thought, and I've had two kind of let down the knife and bullied all my life. And I just actually thought, Ian, that I would never find love again. And this happened. And really, Ian, we are so incredibly happy. We make each other laugh every day when we do a show. We just crack up. It's really lovely, and it's really nice.
Come on, Elizabeth, that's brilliant. I'm so pleased to have
that feeling of happiness back in my life. It's took me about a good 4.5 years since I lost my precious grandmother.
Yeah.
And it's took me all that time now down to actually find happiness once again. And I'm right now, sweetheart, I am just so happy.
Oh, you're going to make me, I'm welling up at this. Isn't it beautiful? Oh. Isn't it beautiful?
I thought I'd let you know because I thought you might just need cheering up, and I thought
that's such a lovely story.
And I just thought, you know, I'll give you a ring and just try and make you night. And
does he own the radio station?
He does. Oh, yes, it's
so he's got money. He's got money as well. Yeah, this is great. He's ticking every box. Get you extra shifts. He's got cash. He's probably got a car with his name sprayed on it. This is gold. Oh, mate, that's brilliant news. And thank you. I saw that tweet, and I don't know. I meant to like it. I don't know if I did or not, but thank
you. You did, darling.
I did.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for sharing that, Elizabeth. That's really lovely. You know, this is why I love this show, is because we go from arguing with a racist to having a delightful human being telling me that they're really, really happy because they found someone that they've fallen in love with. That's brilliant, Elizabeth. Well done.
And didn't know something I would really, one of these days, I would really love to have the opportunity to actually meet you and give you a great big hug.
Well, it's like that, is it?
Somebody like you that's helped. Thank you so much.
It's an open relationship, I see. Right, now we're talking. Like radio in the 70s. Elizabeth, I wish you the best of luck, love. Thank you so much for calling.
Pleasure. Take care, sweetheart.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, there you go.
She's all loved up.
Isn't she? Won't last.
Well, she better watch it because she'll be out on her ear if she packs him in.
Oh, that's really sweet. Good for her. Let's go to Julian. Good evening, Julian.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, mate. What you got for us?
Your friend the racist.
Sorry?
Was he your friend the racist?
I thought you said your friend is a racist and you're about to have a go at Catherine.
No. Well, who knows who's racist and who is not? But you accused the bigot of being racist.
Yeah.
Were you just presuming that a lot of homophobic people are also racist? Or did he actually say anything of a racial nature?
Yeah, he did. He was definitely anti-Semitic, which is a form of racism.
Now, why was he anti-Semitic?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Or was he anti-Zionist?
No, he was talking...
There's a big difference.
No,
we mustn't conflate the two.
No, right. Now you're being a dick. No, we mustn't conflate the two.
Well, Ian, I'm calling to clarify because I didn't hear the call clearly and I want to know what...
You should have listened more clearly.
I'm at work, Ian.
So am I.
But go on. What did he say that was anti-Semitic?
No, do you know what? Why should I? Because you're phoning up for an argument because you want to talk about anti-Semitism versus Zionism. And I don't want to have that conversation. I know exactly what was said in that argument. I know exactly what he said that was anti-Semitic. And I'm happy with the way it went.
All right. Ian, I didn't want an argument. I like your show. I don't want to bear down on it. And I don't want to argue. I think you're a good presenter.
I am. I'm a brilliant presenter. That's why. Words are my tools, OK? Words are my weapons and they are also my shield and they are my tool. I am very, very specific about what I say on air. Sometimes I don't always get it right because we're doing a 3-hour improvised show every night. But in arguments like that, I make sure I am absolutely specific when I use words like homophobic, transphobic and racist. Because I know that there are people like you whose ears prick up when you hear the racist word being thrown around, thinking it's another lefty snowflake cuck liberal just dishing the word racist out willy-nilly. Well, I'm not. Yeah. He said something that was racist and anti-Semitic.
Okay, which was what?
I'm not telling you. Do you know what? I'm not going to tell you because I don't... I feel like you are challenging me and I don't have to defend what I said. Go back and listen.
Well, I'll have to listen again tomorrow.
Yeah, you will, because you're challenging me and the implication is you don't believe me. He said something that was anti-Semitic.
Ian, we're jumping a lot of guns here, mate. I didn't call up for an argument. Honestly, I like your show. And
people can like the show and call up for an argument.
He sounded like a thicko, and I think he may have stumbled over. And a little knowledge is very dangerous.
He didn't have any knowledge. He had zero knowledge. He was talking fantasy stuff. He thinks ITV is controlled by... Well, listen, and then you'll get the anti-Semitic reference.
From what I heard, you mentioned the Jews before him. That could be wrong, but that's what I heard.
Oh, so you did hear it then, Julian?
I listened at work and I tuned in and out. And from what I understand, Ian mentioned Jews before him. If I'm wrong, I want to clarify that and say...
So you did hear it. You did hear it. What is the point of this call, caller?
Say that again, Ian?
What is the point of this call, caller? You're trying to catch me out.
No,
you,
I'm not.
You are failing miserably.
Ian, I phoned up because it's a subject I'm interested in. I didn't hear all of it.
Tell me why you're so interested. Tell me why you're so interested in anti-Semitism. Are you Jewish?
No, I'm a Palestinian supporter, and I.
Right. So why are you so interested? Why are you so interested in anti-Semitism?
Because anti-Semitism is a form of racism which can be used by both sides, and there are idiots who support Palestine because they hate the Jews. And there are people who support Palestine because they're against racism, which is happening in Palestine. People like Jimmy Carter can tell you that.
I don't know who that is. I have no interest in knowing.
Former American president who wrote...
Jimmy Carter. Well, I'm not going to... Well, sadly, I don't, I've lost Jimmy Carter's telephone number, so I won't be able to give him a call.
We can read his book.
I'm not going to.
Well, you don't have to. It's just very dangerous when people conflate anti-Zionism... Yeah. and anti-racism, yes, because there are racist anti-Zionists, and there are people like me who are against all forms of racism.
Right, okay.
Including Zionists,
well, go back
white supremacism.
Okay, that's great. Okay, here's the thing. Why are you bringing in all other forms of racism when we're talking about anti-Semitism?
Because you called him a racist, not just an anti-Semite. As you pointed out, it's a form of racism.
Yeah, okay. So if I mentioned Jews first, so what?
I just wondered why you brought it up. It was like you were putting words in his mouth.
No, I'll tell you why. Because I know exactly how idiots like that minds work. And we could have spent 15 minutes skirting around the issue. So I brought up Jewish paymasters and homosexual paymasters and female paymasters.
Which is an anti-Semitic canard.
Right.
But maybe
Will you let me finish? Would you let me finish? Is that you letting me finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
I brought them up because I knew he was skirting around the issue and he needed a little nudge. Now, when I brought those up, he could have said two things. He could have said, whoa, I ain't saying that. You're putting words into my mouth. Or he could have said what he did say. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Words like that. So we just saved 10 minutes of skirting around the issue by me mentioning it first.
I think he said, yeah, that's what I'm talking about sarcastically. Because
no, he didn't.
He didn't know what else to say.
Julian, you're incorrect. You don't read human beings as well as I do. No, he wasn't being sarcastic.
Well, OK, you're very confident in your reading of people and you probably knew why he was...
He also talked about my Zionist paymasters fixing I'm a celebrity.
Honestly, I thought he was being sarcastic. He was dimwit.
Julian, he wasn't being sarcastic. Why are you defending him? He wasn't being sarcastic. And here's the thing, right? The reason I'm keeping you on so long is because I know that there's an ulterior motive and I can't quite work it out with you. There's something.
Look, cards on the table. I am a Palestinian supporter and I want to keep, when I hear Zionism, it's a topic that I'm interested in.
There's something else. You're trying to catch me out for some reason and I can't quite work out why. Yes? Have we lost you? Okay. Well, there was Julian, you gone? There was something there. There was a hidden agenda. And whereas with Steve, it was obvious because he was thick. This guy's read a couple of books and it's a little bit harder to get to. He wasn't being sarcastic, for crying out loud, man. Jesus. Ah, this is fun. This is Talk Radio.
Jacked up jive talk for janitors, jazz cats and gin-soaked boys and girls.
Is that Commando?
If you're awake, you're a welcome.
I've got 5 cactus needles stuck in my...
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.